أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا أن كتب الله عليهم الجلاء لعذبهم في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب النار، ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله، ومن يشاق الله فإن الله شديد العقاب. ما قطعتم من لينة أو تركتموها قائمة على أصولها فبإذن الله وليخزي الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم. After discussing the exile or the banishing of this Jewish tribe, the Banu Nadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا أَن كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْجَلَاءُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not written upon them exile, لَعَذَّبَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have chastised them, Allah would have punished them in this world. So they could have either been killed, they would have either faced the forces of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could have been killed, the women and children could have also been killed, or alternatively the men only would have lost their lives, the women and children would have become widows and orphans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also here speaks about the fact that the banishment and the order of exile came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابُ النَّارِ. And for them in the hereafter is the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them the path. They were the children of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. Their forefathers had known the scriptures. They themselves had known the scriptures. They had known all the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, in theory, no one had known Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better than them. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They had recognized Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how parents would recognize their children. They would see the child from childbirth and they would know that this is their child. These people knew that this was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Worse than not accepting Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a Nabi of Allah, even worse than that, Allah says, this is because they had opposed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they came in conflict with Allah, they came in conflict with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They denied the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst having the full knowledge that he was certainly the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِ اللَّهِ. Whoever opposes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And certainly for such a person is a severe retribution, a severe punishment that comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Coming back to the banishment of the Banu Nadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an issue that had cropped up at that particular time. We said Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them 10 days to pack up and to take whatever the camels or the animals would carry. No weapons, but they did not do so. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid siege to the forts of the Banu Nadir. Now at that time the Banu Nadir had lots of date orchards around, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid siege and they would not come down and they would not surrender to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum began to cut off, to fell some of the date orchards, some of the date trees, the date palm trees. Some of them started burning others, but some Sahaba had felt that this should not be done. Those that had did what they had done by felling the date orchard trees or the date palms, they had felt that now the Banu Nadir will feel in their hearts that definitely there was an attachment to this material wealth that Allah had given them. So if it is now brought down, then there will be no more attachment and they will surrender and they will realize that there is no need to remain in Madina Munawwara, because now we do not have any kind of income in Madina Munawwara, so that will stir them up to leave Madina Munawwara. Those that felt that these date palms should be left, not touched, they felt that obviously there would be a point in time when the Banu Nadir will leave Madina Munawwara, and all this will come to us as a booty, all this will come to us as some kind of remuneration as a result of them leaving Madina Munawwara. So two groups of Sahaba, both of them had different thoughts with regards to these date palm trees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this, and Allah says, مَا قَطَعْتُم مِّن لِينَةٍ أَوْ تَرَكْتُمُوهَا قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Whatever date palms you had cut down, whatever date palms you had left standing on its roots, in other words, you left it untouched, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, then that was by the command, the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree in this particular instance was both that some should be burned down or some should be felled and cut down, whilst others should be left alone without being touched. Both was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here generally the ulama have touched on a very, very important aspect of our deen and our lives, and that is that there would be differences of opinion insofar as the jurists are concerned. We found differences of opinion insofar as the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in is concerned. So these differences may exist. But obviously we spoke about this before, it will be ikhtilaf, there will be differences of opinion based on the technicalities of the Shariat and how one would view certain verses of the Quran, or certain ahadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or certain texts that are found in the Shariat or in the kitab of the Shariat. So those things will exist, but it should never create dissension amongst us. It should never create disunity amongst us. We can, like our Sahaba Ikram, Allah says, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, they remain compassionate to each other despite some of the differences that they may have had. So this is how we would create tolerance within our hearts for the opinions of others. And Allah says, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, it was by the command of Allah, وَلِيُخْزِيَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, and so that the transgressors may be disgraced or they may be degraded. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that both was acceptable to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa